Candy 95, Aggieland's only hit music station. Happy 12th man day. 12, 12, 12. Last day of finals. Apparently got some classes letting out. Something got really busy here on the front of Plaza. Anyway, we were having a lot of great guests out here today to commemorate 12th man day. Now, we do have a lot of activities going on. You can find out more at on A&M's websites. They have stuff they've been doing all week long to commemorate the 12th man today on this very special day, as you only get one every century. Provost Karen Watson joins us now. Thank you for coming out for a few minutes today.
You bet.
What does the 12th man mean to you? I know that's what we've been asking a lot of people today.
It represents to me a great, committed student body. So I know we think about it a lot to do with athletics, and clearly that's where it emerged from. But I think it's much deeper than that. It represents a student body that understands and wants to be committed to its school and to an important activity.
And I know that you were talking a little bit about some of our gear we have out here, because you're obviously very involved in engineering. When you expand out, Pat, to the general student body, what makes Aggies different?
We have a long tradition, as you know, of graduating individuals from historically who are very committed to society. And I think one of the things you will see at Texas A&M that you have at different campuses, but you will see it more integrated into everything they're doing, is that you have a student body that is committed and understands responsibility, work, and society needs. Now, I don't want to make it sound like they're all angels. Of course, they're not. They are students, and I know as a student I did some silly and dumb things. And we have students here, and occasionally they do silly things.
Lies.
Yeah, all lies, yeah. But I do think if you really stick with them, you will see they are very, very committed to making society better.
And you mentioned tradition. Obviously, A&M, huge tradition school. Which one, if you had to pick, would be your absolute favorite?
Okay, so when people talk about traditions at A&M, they nearly always mention the student tradition.
Right.
I deeply respect and admire all of the student traditions, whether they're silly or not. Many of them are not. They're very serious and heartfelt, and some of them are, frankly, silly. But I will tell you that the tradition at A&M that I admire the most is the faculty commitment to making sure we serve society by producing absolutely great students who have degrees and experiences that are going to prepare them to lead society. And that's a tradition that doesn't get talked about because people just take it for granted. But it is what I think makes this, not only the other student traditions, a wonderful place to be, but the real heart of why we are a great institution.
One of the things that's so cool about A&M every school has their network, but you talk about a real worldwide network of people that are really passionate about, whenever they meet other Aggies across the world, staying in touch with the university and keeping in touch with the university. A&M really stands pretty much alone in terms of the commitment of their alumni. Do you have any cool stories about that? I know you've been around several different places on behalf of the university.
Well, first I have to confess to you that I did not get any of my degrees here. I know. They tolerate me anyway. I used to say, so I'm not an Aggie, but I think it's great fun that people have made it clear to me that I am an Aggie. That you come here, you commit to A&M. Yes, it'd be great if you have a degree from A&M or went to school here, but that's not what qualifies you to be an Aggie or not. So what's great fun to me is that you can recognize those rings everywhere. So I can be traveling all over the world, and I can see one of those Aggie rings, and I could say, which class, and they immediately know that I must know I'm probably an Aggie even though I don't have my ring on or something, and we strike up a conversation, and they are just delighted to be back in touch with somebody who's here at A&M.
12th man day live from Rudder Plaza right in front of the MSC. We're very excited to be here. Remember, we're going to have the war hymn coming up at 12:12. It's going to be played not only on Candy 95 but also stations around the city, the state, the country, and that's only one of the events that's going on here today. You can find out more at candy95.com. Provost Karen Watson, thank you so much.
Absolutely.